abortion is now largely illegal in Indiana. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports the state's near-total abortion ban took effect at midnight on Thursday. It outlaws most of the thousands of abortions that typically occur in the state each year.
The ban has just three narrow exceptions. Abortions are allowed when the life or serious health of the pregnant person is at risk, but only up to 20 weeks. The same goes for lethal fetal anomalies, when the fetus can't survive outside of the womb. And in cases of rape or incest, abortion is legal, but only up to 10 weeks. Where those limited abortions can be performed has also changed dramatically. Before the ban, about 98% of abortions performed in Indiana happened at abortion clinics. But the law now bans clinics from providing abortion care. Instead, only hospitals and surgical centers owned by hospitals can perform them, further limiting options for pregnant people. The law specifically says the abortion ban does not apply to in vitro fertilization, but it's silent on contraception and the morning after pill, also known as Plan B. Some, including the ban's author, insist those are not affected. Legal experts aren't as sure. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.